WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Wesson here. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of real talk. Today's topic hits close to home, because let's be honest, who doesn't need a little mental wellness boost these days? We're juggling so much work, relationships, social media, it's enough to make anyone feel like they're constantly running on fumes. But here's the thing. Taking care of your mental well-being isn't just about bubble baths and scented candles, though those are nice. It's about building resilience, clarity, and that unshakable sense of peace, even when life throws curveballs. And guess what? Stoicism has got your back. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism, isn't that all about being super serious and emotionless? Nope. Stoicism is actually about understanding your emotions, accepting what you can control, and focusing on what truly matters. It's about living a life of purpose and meaning, and guess what? That means prioritizing your mental health. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you practice self-care from a Stoic perspective. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. The first step to managing any emotion is acknowledging it. You know that feeling when anxiety starts creeping in, or maybe you're hit with waves of sadness? Don't suppress those feelings, accept them. Acknowledge their presence without judgment. Think of it like this. Your emotions are just messengers trying to tell you something. Are they pointing towards a need for rest? A challenging situation that needs addressing? Pay attention to the message, but don't let the emotion control you. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? Stoicism encourages mindfulness, being present in the moment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your surroundings, and truly engage with what's happening right now. This isn't about emptying your mind. It's about gently guiding your attention back to the present whenever you find yourself drifting into worries about the future or regrets about the past. 3. Focus on what you can control. This is a huge one. We can get so caught up in things we can't control, traffic, other people's opinions, world events, the list goes on. Instead of wasting energy trying to change those things, focus on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to any situation. 4. Live in accordance with nature. This doesn't mean becoming a hermit living off the grid unless that's your thing. It means understanding our place in the natural world and finding peace in its rhythms. Take a walk in nature, appreciate the beauty around you, and remember that even in chaos, there's a sense of order and balance. 5. Cultivate gratitude. This is a game changer. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can significantly shift your perspective. Make a conscious effort to notice the little joys, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. These moments add up, creating a sense of contentment and happiness that can't be beat. Now, let's bring it home with a real-life example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, your mind starts racing, and you feel that familiar knot of frustration tightening in your chest. You could get angry, honk your horn, and add to the chaos. Or, you could take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, and remind yourself that you can't control the traffic. You can choose how you respond, perhaps listen to your favorite music, use the time for some mindful meditation, or even just appreciate the opportunity to observe the world around you. Remember, practicing self-care isn't about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that support your mental well-being. Stoicism offers a powerful framework for navigating life's challenges and cultivating inner peace. So embrace these tools, experiment with what works best for you, and watch as your mental resilience grows stronger each day. Ready to take action? Start by practicing one of these Stoic self-care techniques today. Share your experience in the comments. Let's build a community of support and shared wisdom. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of modern Stoicism. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.